Yo.
What's up, everybody? Renaissance Bodybuilder here, Michael O'Toole, your host. Thank you for coming back. Thank you for rocking with me. I'm very, very appreciative. For real. So yeah, let's jump right into it, starting with like how I'm feeling, how I'm doing. I'm feeling good, guys. I'm feeling okay, actually, and I'll delve into it a little bit more here a little later, but I'm okay. I'm doing well for myself. I was finally able to get with a financial advisor to help me with all of the like investment talk, tax talk, just help me like figure out what I want to do with my money. Yeah. So I'm pretty happy about that. That's been something that's been on my mind to do. And I finally found somebody who I feel like can help me in a major way. So happy about that. But yeah, let's kind of go into why I'm feeling a little is because so with these podcasts episodes, I've been wanting to get on a schedule, right? And I've been wanting to like motivate myself to actually do these recordings or do these episodes just on my own. Right now, it's very I'm leaning on my mentor, basically, who is pretty much having me on an ultimatum, if you will. It's more of a, if you don't do it, then we won't be speaking this week or this month type thing. And when, I don't know about you guys, but when speaking to a mentor or someone you deem as your mentor, it literally every conversation is super, super valuable. So, and you know, he's very big on time. So if I'm going in there with nothing to talk about or nothing to, you know, show, then, you know, the talks are kind of pointless. But yeah, like my thing lately that I've been kind of struggling with is just self-motivation. And though people will look at it as like, but you know, you go to the gym and you know, you're dedicated to that. Why don't you just kind of transfer that over? It's not that easy. I don't see that as it being the same thing as because, I don't see that being the same thing because it's two different hobbies or two different tasks. That is just, one is just me going to the gym, I work out, I do what I do, and then I'm out. With sitting down and setting up a podcast, I feel like there has to be, and this is mostly probably in my mind, I feel like there has to be order. Like there has to be, you know, an order to these things. You have to write down what you want to talk about, make sure you do your research on what you want to talk about so you're not sitting up here just talking about nothing spreading false information and stuff like that. So you got to do that. And then with that comes also building an audience. You have to, you know, basically put yourself out there, right? And that to me is scary. Even though like I see myself in this position, and I've seen myself in this business for a long time, but I've never acted on it. And I'm finally like building up the courage to act on it, even though I have like friends and family and people around me who literally say, bro, yeah, you tripping. So, but you know how mental health works. People can talk all they want, but if I'm me, myself and I are not like aligned on doing whatever we want to do, it's just going to take some time, you know what I mean? And I'm slowly pushing past me telling myself like, bro, you know, there's going to be a lot of eyes looking at this. There's going to be a lot of ears listening to this. People are going to criticize you. People are going to talk about you. People are going to say all types of stuff about you because you are putting yourself out there. Are you ready for that? I'm like, I don't know. It's like, I shouldn't care, right? Right? Like sometimes when I look at other people, right? And they are just doing their due, you know, going about their day regularly or going about their week, month, however, going about their life regularly. I see some of the things that they do and say that is so empowering. It's just like, I admire like people who can say what they're going to do and do what they're going to say. I admire people who put themselves on a schedule and actually pursue their dreams, pursue their goals, pursue their hobbies to the fullest. And I just, because when you're doing that, right, to me, I'm thinking, what is the gain? Like, you could be doing all of this for nothing, right? You could be doing all of this and people will not like it. People will not follow it. You know, you're going to be talking to literally ghosts for however long until people catch on. Like, in my mind, I want to skip all past that and go straight to the everybody knows you, everybody loves you, everybody's communicating, everybody's like talking back, you know, you're actually having conversation, real healthy conversation back and forth and stuff like that. I'm trying, and in my mind, I'm trying to skip to that and miss pretty much the most important part, right? The most important part is doing what you love, despite if you're going to get any recognition, any love for it. But it's because the fact that you're doing what you love, that's why that you're enjoying it. You're enjoying it 100%. And that's how it should be, right? I feel like that's how it should be. And that's how I want to be. So that's what I'm trying to get to. And it's literally just a matter of just, you know, setting up and sitting down and start talking, man. I feel like some episodes I should obviously do some research if I'm going to be talking about specific subjects, but like, I don't know if I said this in the first episode or in the intro, I'm more centering this podcast around my mental health journey, because I know this is a huge world and we are all going through some of the same things. So if all it takes for me to do is just kind of speak on some of the stuff that I'm going through and that will help somebody, then I'm good. You know, that is the goal with this. So a lot of, I guess, my episodes will just be kind of like some of the stuff I think about, some of the stuff I go through, and how I'm dealing with it. And of course, I would definitely want some feedback on, you know, if we're going through some of the same things, or you hear something that I'm going through and you're just like, whoa, you should do it like this. Definitely like hit me up, hit me in my DMs, hit me in the comment section. I think those are only two places you can hit me. But yeah, just definitely hit me and I'll kind of reach out to you that way. Let's talk about signs. I don't know about if you guys kind of like pay attention to like what the universe or God or whoever you pray to or see as a higher being, like when just trying to, you know, living your life. Do you ever notice like signs that tell you what you should be doing next, or that warn you on things that are coming your way, or warn you on things that you should be doing? Like, why aren't you doing these things? For me, it was, anytime I'm on social media, anytime I am just walking around, like, looking at, you know, billboards or surfing the web, whatever I'm doing, I just always get these signs that say, why are you worried about what people are going to think about you? Just do whatever you want to do and do it well. Every time I see it, I'm just like, bro, come on. come on, bro. Like, I get it. Okay, I'm coming. And then I say that, and then 2 days pass and I still do nothing. So I'm trying to get better at that, y'all. Like, I'm really, really trying to get better at starting and finishing something. I'm one of those people who I feel like I have ADHD. I feel like it. It's something that's new. And I also feel like it's something that came when I moved here. I just feel like I'm like all over the place. I have my hand in too many pots. and not in a bad way, just in a way of like, I felt like I'm trying to keep the old version of myself while trying to be this new version, knowing that I need to drop some of the things and just ways I've been doing things to become a new person. Don't know if that makes sense, but yeah. Yeah, I'm juggling too much. And I need what I'm probably going to do here after this probably is just write up a list of the changes that I want to see in myself. Changes that I want to see in the next three months. And we're just going to kind of go on, you know what? No, changes I want to see in the next month. We're just going to go month by month basis, because I actually consider myself a free spirit and go with the flow type person. So I don't want to thinking that far out is just gives me anxiety, because I also think and also believe in change, and things can change all the time. And I mean, you know, we don't have control over some of the things that are changing. So that's what I'm going to do. I'll share it. I'll share it. Hold myself accountable. That's basically the theme of this episode. Holding myself accountable, which should translate to holding yourself accountable, guys, because it shouldn't be hard to do what you love. It shouldn't be this whole think piece just to do what you want, just to do what you love. There was this Instagram story or Instagram reel that was just like, yo, you want to start up a podcast? Just do it. If you want to do a painting, bro, just do it. And if you feel like you need classes, take the class. Pay the money. Do it. If you want to do singing lessons, acting lessons, something that I've said that I wanted to do for years, just do it. Like, look up prices, look up classes, see, fit it in your schedule, and just do it. You want to start a YouTube channel? Do it. You want to start a business? Do it. You want to start an LLC? Do it. Just do it. Biggest fear, well, actually, that's not my biggest fear. My biggest fear is actually, it's kind of dark, but waking up to getting suffocated with a bag. But that's just because I'm a heavy sleeper, and I don't know what could go on outside of that. But anyways, a fear of mine is leaving this earth without doing any and everything that I wanted to do, regardless of what anybody else says, regardless of anybody else's opinions, regardless of anybody else's views. Because respectfully, those are your views, not mine. And that is a mantra that I need to tell myself over and over and over, especially when wanting to put stuff out there for you guys. Because I want to. I feel like I have a lot to share, and I want to put it out there. And I shouldn't second guess myself just because I feel like, oh, somebody's going to say something. So what? So what? Let them say. Ooh, at least you put it out there. And I feel like, to be honest, people that really just be saying stuff, they have a list of stuff that they want to do that they're not doing, and they see you doing. So it's more of a internal battle that they're having with themselves. But that's another story for another day. But yeah, like, just do it. So that all leads me up to the question of, am I happy with myself? To be honest, I kind of am, kind of. 1 out of 10, I am maybe 6% happy with myself. Percent, well, six notches, whatever. I'm at a 6 because, one, I am happy that, you know, obviously I made the big move to DC. I made some hard decisions in my life that I feel is going to be good for me, especially in the long run. I moved out here, got another job, and I'm excelling in that job, by the way. Excelling, bro. Like, my managers, he was just like, bro, you're like a breath of fresh air. That is something you want to hear all the time, right? Ooh. Oh, good. Anyways, so yeah, I'm happy that with myself in those regards, but I'm still kind of beating myself up for just really, really procrastinating on a lot of the stuff that I know I can do and I know I want to do, especially with this podcast. Like, this is something that you can ask my mentor, that I have literally had on my goal sheet for going on probably 3 years now. So I can do better. We all can do better. And I will. Like, that is the goal, to do better. But yeah, guys, I think I'm going to wrap it up there. Thank you for, again, guys, thank you so much for just even joining, listening in on me just rant about whatevs. If you have things you want me to talk about, if you have questions you want me to answer, just drop it in the DMs, drop it in the comment section, wherever. I do pay attention to everything. I see it all. I just can't reply to everything. Everybody, my anxiety, my how I'm set up just don't work like that. So sorry. But yeah. Thank you so much, guys. Catch you on the next episode. Peace.